1831, Fluvanna County women demanded the abolition of slavery in Virginia. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. Back in August 1831, Southampton County slave Nat Turner led an infamous rebellion of black slaves that killed dozens of people. The rebellion was put down within a few days, and militias exacted a bloody revenge. White mobs killed some 120 slaves and free blacks. But Nat Turner's rebellion horrified white Virginians, and it scared all of the slaveholding South. Anti-slavery debates erupted in the Virginia legislature. These debates allowed women their first chance to have their voices heard in politics. It all began with Virginia Randolph Carey. She had some social standing. She was a well-known author of books instructing women on proper subservient behavior, and it helped that she was the sister-in-law of Thomas Jefferson's daughter, Martha. So when a family friend asked her to draft an anti-slavery petition on behalf of Fluvanna County women, she agreed. Her short 6-paragraph appeal warned the legislature about the increasing evils of slavery. Her essay never circulated locally for signatures, nor was it sent to the state legislature. Instead, Carey's missive gained a nationwide readership. A Richmond newspaper printed it first, followed by other newspapers across the country, including that of anti-slavery publisher William Lloyd Garrison. Back in Virginia, Carey's petition inspired some 40 other similar petitions, which were sent to the General Assembly. Hundreds of women from counties across the state signed and delivered their own appeals, calling for the extinction of slavery from among us. Thanks to Carey's printed petition, the future of slavery was finally being talked about and addressed by the General Assembly. It would be nice if this story could end with the General Assembly deciding in 1831 to end slavery, but you know that's not what happened. As has happened many times in the Virginia General Assembly, there was a lot of talk, but no real changes. Lawmakers dropped their plans for gradual emancipation a few months later. The topic never again appeared before the Virginia legislature. This Week in Virginia History was written by Miranda Burnett. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at virginiaaudio.org.